Hello, good afternoon. I'm George Adair. Thanks for tuning into the show, On Air with George Adair. We do it every Wednesday, and we talk about things that affect the pocketbook of homeowners and future homeowners. The biggest liability that someone has in their life is their mortgage, for the most part. And renters that decide they want to get into the housing market, you got to talk to someone like me. We're at Bay Equity Home Loans. You can give us a call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. That'll get you right into a licensed loan officer at Bay Equity Home Loans. Hey, Michelle, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I feel like I'm like, maybe I'm adjusting to the pending rain.
I know.
Kind of feel a little anxiety. Like it's in the air.
Okay.
Do you feel it?
A little bit. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on for me. I got super busy March. So.
Yeah, it is busy for you typically. Did you ride your Vespa today?
I did not.
Okay. I was thinking of you because I saw some poor guy in his Vespa with shorts, no gloves.
Oh, my goodness.
And an open-faced helmet. Thinking to myself,
wow, cold.
I could think of a better vehicle to be in this morning. Glad you weren't in yours, though.
No.
It's going to get slippery this afternoon, I think.
Yeah.
And, of course, as we watch the rain come through here, it's going to hit Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
And it's already been hitting Tahoe. I mean, they get dumped on, which I love.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm hoping to get another trip up here.
Nice.
Yeah, definitely. So,
did your boys enjoy their skiing lessons?
They did. They actually, an interesting thing happened. Landon, my soon-to-be six-year-old, he's been skiing a couple years now. He says he wants to go to Tahoe for his birthday.
Ooh.
And that sounds way better than Chuck E. Cheese.
It does. I would push for that, yes. That's a great idea, Landon.
Or Rebounders. Blood and knee. Blood of me on the mountain instead of on the Rebounders. No, that Rebounders place is pretty fun, though, because he's way into the American Ninja Warrior.
Oh, okay.
Thing. And so they got the course there.
Practicing all his moves. Really?
They
wow,
do.
Nice.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
Very fun.
Yeah. So, anyways, folks, again, I'm George Adair. We do this show to talk to people about how they can manage and organize their finances, and it has a slant towards mortgage and real estate. But I like to bring on really talented, quality guests that can give us insight into some of the areas that help you with your financial planning and help you with understanding what's going on in the real estate market. Today, I'm bringing on Kara Stewart. She's the president and founder of Focus Strategic Solutions. Hey, Kara.
Hi, George.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing really good. I wanted to have this discussion with you because now that we're into 2018, the tax plan and people trying to get a good grasp and understanding of what's happening with home ownership and mortgage interest deduction and writing off their county and state taxes is really starting to happen. People are starting to figure out how home ownership is going to help them. And I thought, hey, who better to bring on than a financial expert like yourself? So thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell our listeners a little bit about you. You've got quite the background.
Oh, thank you. Well, I am an independent financial advisor that takes a holistic approach to financial planning with emphasis on tax reduction strategies and increasing efficiencies and cash flow for my clients.
Okay.
And I've been independent for the last 8 years, but prior to that, I worked at wirehouses and then local insurance agencies. But the independent piece is important because I don't work for a particular investment or insurance company.
Mm-hmm.
I truly work on behalf of my clients, and my immediate goal is to understand their needs and objectives, and I don't have a box I try to put everybody into. I truly customize every single plan according to what it is the clients are ultimately trying to obtain.
That's great. I mean, that's the same approach I like to take with folks. Mm-hmm. Michelle, you've heard me talk about this for years now. There's so many variables that go into the decision-making of what to do with your money and what to do with taking out a mortgage or what to do with investing in various vehicles. So you got to have that consultation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, Kara, you do this in a really nice one-on-one fashion. I've actually been witness to it, and I was really impressed with the way that you qualify your conversations with clients. And, you know, I know that you're not a CPA, but I wanted to get your take on some of the things that are happening with the tax code this year. And I'm going to preface this by really talking about the dynamic changes that occurred. You know, some of the obvious ones, of course, being that the mortgage interest deduction is changing. You know, we're looking at a mortgage interest deduction reducing from loan balances of $1 million down to $750. So talk to our listeners about how that will affect people and their ability to shelter taxes in the mortgage interest deduction.
Well, as you mentioned, it has decreased. So the people that have balances over $750 are going to feel that impact. For those that have them below $750 will not. And then also the deduction for a home equity line or loan has been eliminated completely. So they may or may not, depending on, again, the client's individual unique situation, they may or may not feel that tax change.
Mm-hmm.
again, I try to look at the holistic approach and determine, are there other efficiencies that we can tighten up that would then help offset that loss of deduction they're getting from the mortgage interest and or the home equity loan elimination, and be able to increase their taxes from a different angle.
Right. So other strategies to basically pay the government less money. Right. I mean, I'm all for
exactly.
it. Like tax revenue is at record levels this year, apparently, and yet the deficit continues to grow. So so folks are looking to you to give them advice and counseling on how to navigate their personal financials, and just, you know, throw at us a couple ideas. What kind of vehicles do you talk to people about just in general at 35,000 foot view?
Sure. Well, I am a fan of disinheriting everybody's Uncle Sam. And one of the ways I can do that is looking at IRAs or 401ks. And if what I try to do is make the IRA yours and not theirs, THIIRS.
Got it.
And the way we can do that is to convert to a Roth. And there's a lot of misconceptions surrounding that idea or topic. And there obviously is taxes that are related at any time of conversion. But some of the ideas that I can put in place actually can reduce or eliminate all of those taxes.
Mm-hmm.
So in a sense, the client is converting what would be taxable at distributions on either an IRA or 401k, converting it to a Roth, and everything that comes from a Roth, as we all know, is not taxed at all. So there's great efficiency in doing something like that, and that can come, like I said, in a couple different flavors.
Mm-hmm.
But that's one of the key ideas that I look to first, is how do we get money that is otherwise going to be taxed into more of a tax-favorable basis.
I like that. And you know, the other loss of tax benefits to home ownership is more around the county taxes, right? So you have a reduction in how much a cap of $10,000 in state and county taxes that people will be able to take. What impact do you think that has on folks?
I do think there's going to be an impact there, because they used to be able to deduct the whole amount of what we call SALT, which is state and local taxes.
Yeah.
So there again, I do feel that we should be looking at how to be proactive in saving on taxes in other ways, because what we have known to be normal is somewhat changing.
Yeah. Well, the average median price, I'm not sure what month this was provided for, but in Sonoma County, the average median price is $660,000, and that's just continuing to go up. The annual taxes, Michelle, you probably heard me talk about this, it's 1.25% on an annual basis. But not everyone pays that every year. It goes, you know, Prop 13 prevents it from going up and up and up. So I guess we did some math, and the average people are paying is about $4,000 a year. I'm not sure how solid that number is. But the point is that they still have the ability to deduct their county taxes up to $10,000 a year, right?
Up to 10, correct.
Yeah, so but you lose the state income tax deduction if you go over $10,000. Yeah. That's frustrating. You know, interesting to read about the home equity loans being impacted. Talk to us more about that, because people have been able traditionally to deduct a majority of their interest, or a majority of people who have home equity loans have been able to deduct the interest on it. That's changing, isn't it?
Yes, it's actually being eliminated completely.
I just don't get that. You know, it's a mortgage. It's a deed of trust secured against your real estate, and for some reason no longer interest deductible. So states that have high property taxes, high state income taxes, like New York and California, we really going to feel the pinch a little bit here, Kara? What are your thoughts on it?
I think so. Unfortunately, I do believe that we will. Like I said, there are different situations that can be put in place that would hopefully not have the person feel that much of a hit in terms of their tax savings. One of the things that we can do instead of a home equity line or loan is to, of course, refinance their original first.
Mm-hmm. And put them into just a new larger first. So you combine the two, right? Is that what you're saying?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that would be one way to kind of get back what you were otherwise utilizing on that deduction for the equity loan.
As long as the total isn't more than 750, that's the key. You've got to be under 750 to take advantage of that.
Right.
And we have to look at that. It's just something that people are going to need to look at. I talk about it all the time anyways. People have HELOCs from, you know, 8, 9, 10 to 12 years ago. They're taking on a new life form. After 10 years, it changes from an interest-only payment to a 20-year amortization. So in a lot of cases, I've seen people's payments more than double.
Wow.
Plus, the Fed, we have a new Fed chairman, they're increasing the interest rates on adjustable rate mortgages and credit card debt. So what role is that going to have on people as the Fed continues to raise interest rates?
Well, I think that's going to have a dramatic impact. I mean, I do feel that people just need to be smarter with their money. I mean, that's kind of the bottom line. I don't feel that, I think that that's why advisors are so important to employ. People mm-hmm. like you, people like me, who together we can serve our clients better. We can really take someone's financial future and make sure that they're maximizing all the efficiencies that are available to them. And I just feel that sometimes the trusted advisors that they may have on their team currently aren't as proactive and they're more maybe reactive, because it does take a innovative approach to planning that's not someone, that everyone's used to hearing about. I mean, when I start talking about leveraging an arbitrage, for example, people kind of bat an eye, but when I explain what it is, it makes a lot of sense.
Can you explain that? Just kind of tease people. You got about 30 seconds to explain that. And then, of course, we can give out your information so people can get a hold of you directly.
Of course. So arbitrage is, the definition is earning more on the money you invest than it costs to obtain the money. Leveraging is using someone else's money. And arbitrage combined with leveraging is using someone else's money to invest at a higher rate of return than it costs to obtain the money to invest.
Right.
So we could do, several different things to take advantage of that strategy that can swing someone's financial portfolio, a couple million dollars.
Yeah, and there's really a lot of options for people, especially who've received insurance money and fire victim survivors who have lots of insurance money coming in and they don't know how to manage that. Mm-hmm. I really strongly encourage people to contact a financial advisor. Kara Stewart is a great one, and she is helping clients of mine. She's at 707-974-8707. Again, 707-974-8707. Kara Stewart is the president and founder of Focus Strategic Solutions. And we've got her on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/Bay Equity Loans. You'll find her info there. Kara, as radio goes, we're hitting our time limit here. I appreciate you joining us today so much. And we'll have you back again soon, I hope.
My pleasure. And I hope so too.
All right, great. Kara Stewart, Focus Strategic Solutions. We're going to go to commercial break and we'll be right back. Stick around.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Hey, homeowners, this is George Adair with Bay Equity Home Loans. Now you can finally benefit from the housing recovery. For a free home value analysis, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Maybe now you can knock out some of those home improvement projects, like adding a new roof, kitchen, or flooring. You can even add solar with a cash-out refinance. Do you still have high credit card payments? Use your home's equity at a low fixed mortgage to get rid of that expensive debt and sleep well again. Bay Equity can help you celebrate the housing recovery. Treat yourself to improving your home or reduce your credit card balances with a cash out refinance from Bay Equity Home Loans. To see if you qualify, call Bay Equity at 707-583-8100. Again, 583-8100, or go online to bayequityloans.com.
Equal housing lender subject to credit approval. NMLS ID 76988. The transaction will be made pursuant to the Department of Business Oversight California Finance Lender Law and or California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. NMLS ID 245370.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Hello, thanks for joining us today. Hey, do you have any questions about purchasing a home or refinancing? Not sure if you qualify? Give us a call and we can help you explore your options. Bay Equity Home Loans. Call us at 707-583-8100. 707-583-8100. I don't want to forget to remind folks that if you know anybody that's in mortgage lending, like a loan officer or works for a broker, and they're looking for a new career, Bay Equity's hiring. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple great office locations in Roanoke Park, Petaluma, Santa Rosa, and we're looking actively to find people to come fill some seats for us. So give us a call at 707-583-8100, 583-8100. Ask for Lori. She'll give you a confidential interview. She won't even tell me about it if you don't want her to. I mean, I'd like to meet you, but that's okay. So anyways, give us a call. We'll set up that time. Hey, you know, I've had this commercial running for some time, and it doesn't seem to ever really sunset, the issue of having an adjustable rate mortgage and your interest rates rising.
Right.
It's happened. It's a foregone conclusion. The prime is raising interest rates. And as they do raise interest rates, it will eventually have an impact on the consumer market, lending market, notably credit cards, mm-hmm. auto loans, and also home equity line of credits. So if you've got a second or home equity line of credit, and you got that sometime in the last, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 years or longer, it's going to change. That's because the home equity line of credit is based on a formula that's calculated on the, typically it's calculated the prime rate. So when the prime goes up, you have a margin on top of it, so your payment goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So when you got that nice cool rate of 3.25, prime minus a quarter or prime, and now it's gone up twice and it's going to go up again, you're going to see your payments rise.
How much could they go up?
Well, that's the thing. These incremental changes aren't huge. And I don't want people to hit the panic button. It's really probably not that big of a deal if your rate rises even 1%
mm-hmm.
on a second, because you're not borrowing a lot of money. Most people don't have huge seconds. Here's the problem. If it also converts to a 20-year amortization, that's the pain.
Mm-hmm.
That's the pain point. So if you have a HELOC, a home equity line of credit, that started off as a 10-year interest only, and then it changes to a 20-year amortization, and we're in a rising interest rate environment, your payment will double.
Oh,
it will. And I'm not fear-mongering here. Go do the math.
Mm-hmm.
There's a great free calculator at bayequityloans.com, and you can get an idea of what a 20-year loan at your interest rate, just put all that in there, and it'll tell you what your new payment is. You can also call your lender and ask them, hey, is my loan going to adjust soon?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll tell you what the new payment is. I can also do it for you. So you can call us at Bay Equity at 583-8100, Bay Equity at 583-8100, and we'll help you figure out what your new payment's going to look like. But you know what else we'll do?
What?
Give you some options.
Good.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it together and go, hopefully, you have some equity that you've gained. And through that equity gain, we can put you into a new first 30-year fixed or a 20-year fixed or something that's more manageable mm-hmm. than what's going to happen to that second where they're going to force you to pay it off in 20 years. I mean, it's really, the math on it is crazy. The other problem that folks are experiencing right now is if they got like a 7-year ARM 7 years ago, because that's when people were doing that, mm-hmm. or a 5-year ARM, and they've been coasting and waiting and watching the market, their ARMs are going up. I've got an ARM. I've had it on an investment property for 11 years. It was a 5-year adjustable. And when interest rates went crazy and changed, I started saving money because my ARM went down. It went mm-hmm. down from 5.75 down to like 3.5 on its first adjustment.
Wow.
And it just kind of chilled there for a while until...
Yeah, right.
I just got the letter in the mail yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going up 3/8.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's going up about $70 a month.
Mm-hmm.
That's manageable, but that affects the cash flow on the investment property.
Mm-hmm.
It's still an okay rate, but it won't continue to be an okay rate. So if you have an ARM and you've been benefiting from the Federal Reserve's policy on suppressing interest rates, that policy is changing. So your ARMs are going to start changing. So couple dynamics in the marketplace that people really have to make sure they're understanding is mm-hmm. if their loans are going from an interest-only period to a fixed amortization period, these are their existing loans, their payments are going to shoot up. And if they have an adjustable rate mortgage now on a first or a second, rates are going up. So this is the opportune time to still catch rates while they're in the low to mid fours, so kind of on average. Lock it in for 30 years, refinance it. It's also a good time to look at taking equity out, right? And we talk about this.
Yeah.
You've got to pull the equity out and pay off your consumer debt. If you're sitting on $10,000 or $15,000 or $20,000 in consumer debt, I'm talking about your Macy's cards and your Capital One cards and your Citi and Chase cards.
Mm-hmm.
You're paying interest at 15 to 30% on those cards. I can put it into a mortgage loan at mid fours, maybe low fours, 30-year fixed, paying your principal down. The interest is tax deductible in most cases. And the payment difference is outstanding. So $10,000 on a mortgage is like $50 a month. Credit cards, $300?
Oh, right, yeah.
$350?
Mm-hmm.
$400? And if you got caught up in one of those, what do they call it, lending club? Or what other ones are out there? There's all these consumer loans. They're all up to like $35,000, and they look really good on paper until you start to see that payment.
Right.
I mean, I've seen it. I know a guy that just paid for his wedding with two of them.
Oh, my goodness.
$30,000
really?
Worth out of two of them. Like $1,100 a month he's paying.
Wow.
So but he doesn't have a house. You know, it's nothing else he can do except just pay that down.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So the key here is let's sit down. Let's review some strategies that help you absorb all that consumer debt that you've used, and let's put it into the mortgage. We also can put you into a new home equity line of credit. And that's another thing I'd like to talk about today. So home equity line of credits, people are kind of like, they make the cross. I don't want a second.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want a variable loan. They're not bad. There's a place for them. If it fits your budget and it fits your goals. So at Bay Equity, what we'll do is we'll put a first loan on that's 30-year fixed. And then we can put a second on that goes all the way up to 90% of the value of the home. And we're one of the few lenders. You won't find a local bank that I know of in Sonoma County that will make a loan with a second line of credit up to 90%. I have not seen one. But Bay Equity will. So we will do it in partnership with another bank that is going to follow our appraisal. They're going to follow our approval. They're going to work with us to make sure that it meets their underwriting guidelines. And of course, there are some minimum thresholds you have to have. You have to have good credit. You have to have good income. But what a great way to pay off consumer debt using equity in your house. You know, so there's these strategies that we see and we work with all the time. It requires a creative spin. You can't just, go online to Quicken Loans or Cash Call or one of these internet lenders and go, oh, here's my information. And
they won't.
They're going to lock you in to a specific type of transaction that's all they offer.
Mm-hmm.
But at Bay Equity, what we're going to do is we're going to take a look at all the parameters. And what do I call them? I call them the three C's,
mm-hmm.
right? We'll look at your credit. We're going to look at your collateral, which is your property. And we're going to look at your capacity, which is your ability to make the payment. And we're going to put you into an affordable loan.
Right. You don't want someone to be, uncomfortable with their payments. They need to be able to do it.
I talked to a gentleman today. I said, I filled in some different information on the loan application. And I said, now let's address the first and most important question. How much do you want to spend every month on your mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Most lenders don't ask that question. They just tell you what you qualify for. But I actually want to get into it with you because I want to figure out what you're comfortable with.
Right.
Because you're the one cutting the check every month. And I don't want to set you up to fail.
Mm-mm.
And just because I tell you qualify for a $3,000 payment, you might only feel comfortable with a $2,500 payment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that. What will that get you? Sonoma County, $2,500 payment? Not going to get you a lot. Let's be frank.
Mm-hmm.
But, maybe you will push your threshold if you know you're going to get some tax benefits. If you know that you're getting a home that you won't ever be evicted out of because you're owning the home, right? So we work through those together. And then we basically test the strategies. I actually put together a spreadsheet, and I'll show you each one. Column A, column B, column C. And I'll say, look, if you buy a house for $400,000 and you put down 5%, here's your payment. Buy a house for $450,000, here's your payment. $500,000, here's your payment. And it's pretty amazing, actually, how far your money will go. For every $100,000 you borrow at today's interest rates, folks can expect to see about $500 a month.
Huh.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Test the math.
Right. Yeah.
And then you got taxes and insurance as well on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to impound it, that means include it with your payment, then you got to add that in. If you're going to pay it yourself, okay. There are provisions on that. You can't always just choose. It depends on the loan program. But it's one of the key factors I give to my realtor partners. I say, hey, for every $100,000 they want to buy, tell them they need to spend about $500 without the taxes and insurance to $650 or so with the taxes mm-hmm. and insurance. And you can test the math. It works. It's really nice. But it's also kind of a eye-opener for folks because they're like, ah, I want to spend $2,000 a month because that's my rent. Like, well, the market's risen. You may need a roommate.
Right.
Because that extra $100,000 might need to be covered by your room renter. You know, but look, there's a lot of fluctuations that affect how much you're going to spend every month. But again, that's just part of what we review. So I'll do it with folks that are interested in refinancing, and I do it with folks that are interested in buying. And I'll do a projection based on where your loan is headed. As I was talking about earlier, let's say you have a home equity line of credit or an ARM, and you want to know what it looks like to get a new loan compared to where that loan's headed. I'll do the same spreadsheet. Let's sit down, let's put them next to each other, and let's look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's look at what your affordability is. Sometimes I tell them to sell their house.
Really?
Yeah.
If you've that got makes an more arm, sense. Sure, yeah.
If you've got an ARM and you've been custom to having a payment at 3.5% and that ARM's going up to 4.25, and your debt-to-income ratio is going to exceed 45 or 50, that means you don't have a lot of money left over. Like my grandfather always said, you want to eat ice cream on Sundays. You can only do that if you've got enough money in the bank. And so sometimes I just say, it's time to look at selling your house. And that's just an honest answer too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So while we like to encourage home ownership, sometimes it's just, you can't afford it. And that's part of the discussion. The one thing I will never do is try and put somebody into a house that they just can't afford or keep them in a house they can't afford. People's circumstances change, mm-hmm. especially retirees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, folks that have overextended themselves and they're retiring, sometimes it's hard to afford that $2,000 payment. So we got to look at it. I'm an honest guy. I want to take an honest look at it.
That's good. Right, honest Michelle. George.
Honest George. Oh, geez. All right, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next Wednesday at noon 03. Check us out online at bayequityloans.com or go to facebook.com/bayequityloans. See ya.